We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks, guys. Going to kick it off with a statement, and then we'll open up for any questions that you have. The events of last night shook our Red Sox family to its core. David Ortiz is one of the most celebrated and beloved members of the Red Sox family. On behalf of our entire organization, our thoughts and our prayers are with David. They're also with his father, Leo, his wife, Tiffany, his kids, D'Angelo, Jessica, and Alexandra, as well as his extended family and friends throughout the world. We'd like to thank the first responders at the scene and all of the medical professionals at Clinica Abel Gonzalez, including the surgeon who operated on David last night, Dr. Abel Gonzalez III. I'd also like to thank Red Sox ownership, specifically John and Linda Henry and Tom Werner, who worked with all of us throughout the night and early this morning to ensure that we're doing everything possible to support David and his family during this difficult time. I also want to thank the men and the women of the Red Sox front office who worked tirelessly throughout last night and throughout this morning, specifically Eddie Romero and Raquel Ferreira on the ground here in Boston, and Javier and Martin Rodriguez, our Red Sox employees on the ground in the Dominican Republic. I also want to thank members of the Red Sox medical team, led by Dr. Larry Ronan, who have provided support and guidance to all of us over the past 18 hours. Finally, I want to thank our fans, our players, Red Sox alumni, and the entire Red Sox community for the outpouring of support they've shown for David and David's family. Please know that we are doing everything we can to support David and his family during this very difficult period. Our medical team here in Boston and the doctors in the Dominican Republic have confirmed that David's condition is still serious, but that he is stable enough to be transported back here to Boston for continued care. In coordination with our medical team, the club has arranged for a medical air ambulance to transport David to Boston from Santo Domingo. Our hope is that David will arrive here in Boston sometime later tonight. Out of respect for David's privacy, I don't have any additional details about his medical condition. Right now, the club's exclusive focus is on David's health and well-being, and we're doing everything we can to get David back to Boston as soon as possible. With that, we'll open it up to questions. Thanks.
Thank you, Sam. Again, if you have questions, raise your hand, wait for the microphone, and start with people on the right.
Sam, do you have details in terms of when the air ambulance might be able to leave the Dominican?
We don't, Pete, other than we hope sometime later today or tonight, but we don't have specifics on that at this time.
And when he does arrive, would he be going to Mass General? Or?
Yes.
Hey,
Johnny, back right.
Dan, what kind of player and person is David Ortiz, and what does he mean to the Red Sox?
Well, David Ortiz is probably the most beloved and one of the most important players in our history, leading us to multiple World Series championships, an active member in the community. Be hard-pressed to think of anyone more beloved than David. And you can imagine how this has impacted the Red Sox organization. I know how it's impacted many of you who are here who love David. It's a very difficult day for the organization.
Back right.
How jarring was the news, because it went from, you know, like an attempted burglary, and then all of a sudden when you see the video, you're like, this looks a little bit different than an attempted burglary. This looks like more of a attempted something else. How jarring was the news, and then when you saw everything at first?
Well, as I said, it shocked us to the core. I can speak on behalf of John and Tom and my partners, Dave and Eddie, and everyone in the front office. It was jarring. It was, frankly, stunning and terrifying. It was a horrific incident. Our focus right now, our exclusive focus, is on his health and well-being and doing what we can to support the family and to get David back here to Boston.
Speaking of that, are the Red Sox also sending a doctor down, and anything else you're doing with the organization just to help the family?
I can tell you that we're doing everything we can to support the family, but I'm not going to go into details on anything related to the medical care beyond what I've already said.
Two quick questions. Quickly, can you describe anything about the medical staff that might be accompanying him back to Boston? And then the second question, obviously David means so much to Red Sox Nation, everyone here. Did he have a message for Bostonians, Red Sox Nation, anyone who's thinking about him and sending their thoughts? Does he have a message for them?
Well, I can tell you that there are medical professionals that are involved with the transport. That's all we'll say on that. And knowing David, I think all of us can imagine what he would be saying to Red Sox fans and his supporters. I won't speak for David Ortiz, but I know he's fighting, and we hope and pray that this will all be behind us.
Can you just speak about just the chaotic moments it must have been for you personally yesterday to hear this information with so much going on? And he was so iconic. And when we were talking to fans today, they said that he rallied around the city and around everybody during a trying time during the marathon bombings. And now they want to rally around him.
Yeah, I mean, we all remember that in 2013, when we needed David Ortiz the most, he was there for us in late April. And so it's appropriate and expected that this community would rally around David when he needs us the most.
Chris in the front right. How difficult was kind of the information gathering last night with, you know, the rumors and trying to get in contact with people down there?
Well, it was difficult to gather information. Anytime you have a chaotic situation, it's difficult. But I want to thank Dave. I want to thank Eddie. I want to thank Raquel. Thank John, Linda, Tom. We were all in constant communication starting around 9:30, 10 o'clock at night when we were first made aware of the incident. And then in contact, we've been in constant contact ever since then. And the most important thing is the club. You know, thanks, by the way, to the media for understanding. Maybe we were a little bit less responsive than we normally are, because it was important to us to not put out any misinformation or confirm anything that we didn't know to be true. So we were just trying to gather information and work with the medical team to focus on his health care. But it was difficult to get information, and we're appreciative of everyone's patience.
Additional questions? Ian, right here in the front.
I guess for David, Eddie, just as well as you guys know David for a lot of years, how tough have these last sort of 18 hours been for both of you?
Well, extremely difficult. I mean, it's shocking when you get this type of news, and heard it last night at the same time, and you're just, your heart goes out immediately to him and his family. It was also difficult gathering information that was accurate, so making sure we tried to get that, but we heard all different type of indications of what had taken place. But you're shaken, really, is what it comes down to when you hear this type of somebody who's not only, he's iconic, but he's a friend. And when you hear that, you feel for him and his family.
Yeah, just to echo Dave's sentiments, it was hectic, it was scary.
And trying to get accurate information was also extremely difficult. Fortunately, we had, you know, a couple people on the ground there who were incredible in getting us some information, and that really helped us and allay our fears a little bit. But, you know, we understood it was a serious situation, and we're just really, you know, our prayers are with David and hoping he just gets better soon. I mean, everybody's worried about him. He's obviously everybody's big brother, so it was tough news to swallow, yeah.
Okay, Alex on the right.
David has always been obviously very approachable, made a point of, you know, trying to not shut off access to himself. How much has player safety and security been a concern for you guys? And, you know, Eddie, if you can talk about specific concerns that might exist for players in the Dominican or not, or more generally, you know, players from anywhere.
Well, go first. I mean, player safety and security is always of paramount concern to the Red Sox, to Major League Baseball. I think our group does a good job focusing on that. We've traveled to the Dominican extensively, spent time down there, and we're grateful to everyone who was on the scene last night, who got David the care that he needed. But now, as we move forward, our focus and thoughts are on his health and getting him back here for continued treatment.
Any sort of a tribute at the game tonight?
Well, I think we'll certainly recognize what's happened, but our focus all day, I can tell you, has been on his health and the ability to try and transport him back to Boston and focusing on those logistics exclusively.
Yeah, just to follow up on your second question, I think, you know, there are measures that we try taking and we try to educate our players, but it's not just limited to, you know, David in this instance or baseball. It's a problem that, you know, you encounter in a lot of places with high-profile athletes, and the exposure and money that comes along with it. You know, there are factors that play into that that sometimes are out of our control, and so we try to, you know, educate the players as much as we can. We hope this is just an isolated incident, but in David's case, and you know, it's a tough one.
Pete on the right.
Sam, were you able to speak to Tiffany?
I've left Tiffany a voicemail, and we've texted back and forth, and she expressed her gratitude specifically to John and Linda and to the members of the front office who have been in touch with her directly, and she knows that we're here for her and the family.
And Sam, I think as much as anybody, you've been in the organization as long as maybe David's been and been around him a long time. Beyond what he means to the team and what he means as a baseball player, how has this kind of affected you emotionally, because you've known him for such a long time and I'm sure have a very deep relationship with him?
Yeah, it's emotional time. You know, I love David Ortiz. We all love David Ortiz. So telling my kids last night what had happened was really difficult. And I know the same holds true for everyone up here, for ownership. It's hard to express what David Ortiz means to the Boston Red Sox. When you love someone and they come in harm's way, it's jarring. But you have to put those emotions aside and focus on what's necessary. And at this moment, it's exclusively focusing our efforts on doing everything we can for Tiffany and the kids and for David and doing what we can to help. We're just grateful for everyone else who's helping out as well.
And also, will any of you guys address the team? Because obviously a lot of those guys played with David.
Yeah, I know Alex, David, and Eddie have been in touch with Alex and several of the players, I'll turn it to those guys to talk about the plan for communicating with the players.
Alex will talk to the players about it, about the situation. And I think he already has talked to some of them on an individual basis, but as a group.
Bill on the front right.
Eddie, even in retirement, can you just speak to the presence that David has in the Dominican? I know he was visited earlier today by Leonel Fernandez, who's a former president. Can you just speak to the presence that he has and the impact that he has in that country?
I mean, just think of how big of an impact he's had in the city of Boston, and he's obviously an icon on, you know, the Mount Rushmore of Boston athletes, but he is the guy in in the Dominican Republic. You know, he's more famous than any president. You know, like, people think of the Dominican Republic, they think David Ortiz, they think Pedro Martinez. And that's coming from somebody who's, you know, been exposed to Dominican over the years. And I've been awed by the impact that he has. I mean, just going to a restaurant or any presence he is, everybody loves him. And he's just, he's that guy. But it comes from the way he treats people. He treats everybody the same, which is incredible. And so I know that the country itself has been stirred, you know, by this incident. And it doesn't surprise me that so many people have reached out already trying to help. And the president is the ex-president was there, as you mentioned earlier. So, you know, it's been an outpouring of support for him.
Okay, do a couple more. Back middle.
Mr. Romero, just really quickly, for our Spanish-speaking audience, would you be able to give us an update in Espanol, por favor?
Sí, claro. Para explicar la situación que del comentario que hicieron antemano, David está en una situación seria pero estable. Entonces él estamos esperando un transporte médico de Santo Domingo que estamos esperando que llegue para transportarlo desde el hotel, del hospital hasta el aeropuerto y luego que regrese hasta Boston. Ojalá, si todo pasa bien, si Dios quiere, esté llegando a Boston esta noche.
Additional questions? Okay. Thank everyone for joining us.
Thanks, everybody. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.